Women's Shiur on Wednesday. Today is Yud Dalid Iyar, Pesach Sheni. And it's not Chatzos yet, so we are not celebrating anything yet. But we welcome back people from Chutz Laretz. And we're learning Shara Bitochon, Perek Dalid. This is the second Shiur, I'm talking into the second Shiur in the post-Pesach period. Tav Shanai and Dalid. And we're learning Shara Bitochon, Perek Dalid. And we are talking about, right, Perek Dalid talks about practical applications of Bitochon, and it talks about the seven areas in which to apply it. And we're in the middle of the area of mitzvahs, and he talks about bechira, when it doesn't involve other people, and he talks about the mechanics of bechira. And he said, interesting, very like he gives a, instead of saying that the purpose of the world is bechira, you know, you could simply say that, he says that when it comes to other things, by the way, we define bechira that we talk about as a choice between ra and tov, not a choice between chocolate or vanilla ice cream, but ra and tov. Bechira is ra and tov. So, Chazalada says why, and in that there's no bitachon, it would be foolish, he says, wrong and foolish to sit back and say, you know, whatever mitzvah Hashem sends my way, if he wants me to do the mitzvah, he'll work things out that I do the mitzvah. If he doesn't want me to do the mitzvah, he won't work things out. That is foolish and wrong. And but then he goes on to like explain why, which is a little strange. He should just say because we're put in this world to have bechira and to do ra and tov and to decide if we're going to bond with Hashem or not. But he actually gets into the kishkes and says, in other things you don't really know what's good and what's bad. You don't know how to choose. Say, I'm going to go into this tchum because that earns money, and I'm not going to go into a different tchum because that doesn't earn money. You don't know what earns money, what doesn't earn money. Once it's above the line of ishtar, certainly if you say I'm going to sell horse, I'm going to open up a business to saddle horses or to put on horseshoes on horses, so that's foolish, but that's below the line of ishtadlus. Once you're above the line of ishtadlus, once you're above the line of ishtadlus, then you don't know what's going to earn money and what's not going to earn money. So you really don't have any way of choosing. You know, if he gets into the, he tells you it's illogical. Teretz is Hashem. Hashem will either send you, Hashem will put the idea in your head what to choose. Hashem will, when you're deciding, you know, again, the good and bad of choosing a profession, let's say. So, I would say to someone, your obligation is to follow the Chavis HaLovis' criteria. If you remember, he gave criteria at the end of Perek Gimel. He said you should do something that you feel you're cut out for, you should feel suited for, that you enjoy doing and you have job satisfaction from, and that's a positive contribution to civilization. Those are the, once you reach those criteria, and you don't know still what to do, so Hashem will decide for you. Hashem will even implant the idea in your head which way to go, because we're not talking about bechira, we're talking about, because it's not ra and tov. So if Hashem wants you to get more money, he'll direct you a certain way, and you'll get more money through that parnasa, otherwise not. So that's what he says. But meshenkein bechira, Hashem, that's what's so fun. But by ra and tov, Hashem already told you what to do. Hashem already told you what to do. So other things you can't have bechira, he says, because you don't know what's good and what's not good. You don't know what'll earn you money and what won't earn you money. Mashenkin by here, Hashem said ubacharta bachayim. He gave us the Torah, he gave us a Shulchan Aruch. We know what's good and what's not good. So we ended up saying, yeah, but the question everybody wants, it's a little simplistic, one thinks, Chas v'shalom, but that's what people automatically are bothered by. But three quarters of my nisyonos are, I don't know what's good and what's bad. I'm talking about round toe, bechira. I don't know, should I stay home and help my wife, or should I come to shul and learn? What should I do? What's the right thing to do? And a chanami, that's a question. So you ask, if you can't figure out, then you ask a Rav or you ask someone. And I say in 80% of the cases, it's a question of clear thinking, and you would have been able to figure out on your own what the right thing to do is. And Kuponim, that's a minority. Usually in life, we go through life, whether it's Lashon Hara, or whether it's davening with Kavana, or whether it's any Beno the Machavero and the like, we know what to do, and therefore Hashem says, hey, you choose. Bechar to Bechayim. Okay, that's the story thus till now. And that's, again, so in his listing of seven areas to apply Bitachon, he lists, we're up to number four on the list, which is mitzvahs that don't involve another person. And he says, there's no bitachon. That's his basic yesod in this perek. There's no bitachon. You don't sit back and say, whatever Hashem sends my way. Halavai, people would do that with money. That's what they're supposed to do. After you do, you have to do your ishtadlis, and of course someone, we've said many times, part of ishtadlis is to keep up, you know, you have a responsibility to the people who come to you, whether whatever field you're in. You have to keep up with the latest advances in the field. So certainly that's part of norm. But, you know, how much money? Someone came to me yesterday, so I have to disguise the story because you have to disguise the person. But someone said, it's a question of changing jobs. And he had a reason to do so, and he said, but he's only going to earn 60% of what he earned in his last job. So I told him, he wanted to know about different things, and he's talking also. I said, it's not a question of 60% of your last job. That's neither here nor there. That's the way people think, but it's not, they're lo relevanti. According to the Chayim Salvadis, the only thing that's relevant is, will it earn you enough money to make ends meet? That's all. That, and if the answer is yes, so then there's no such thing as it'll only earn 60% of the past job. You're going to end up with this, whatever money you're supposed to have. Once it earns you, I'll be pashtus, enough money to live on, to make ends meet, then that's it. That's the same. Or if it doesn't, then you don't take it. But the fact that it's a pay cut in the world of bitachon is not relevant. You'll have whatever money you're supposed to have. And even if a person has an illusion that he's earning a lot of money, but they have a lot of expenses, and then, we go with net. We don't go netto. We don't go with brutto. And, right, you know, the car will break, or, you know, all the things that happen that eat up the money. So, okay. Abul Masheroi, but now he says his interesting chiddush. Maybe it's not a chiddush. Remember, he said there are three parts. There's the choice, the planning. That's how I understood Pshat to be. He plans how he's going to do his choice. And then the third thing is actually doing it. So now he's saying, but there is bitachon in doing it. Because that's, you made your bechira. The battleground of bechira is not in your actions, it's in your mind. It's in your mind. You make a decision, and it has to be a firm decision. You can't fool Hashem, you can't fool yourself. Once it's a firm decision, that's it. You won the battle, and now the implementation of actually doing it is up to Hashem. And that's what David HaMelech prayed for, and that's what we pray for, because it's a big milah to actually carry out this good deed and actually contribute to the world's spirituality and have it be real in the real world. But in terms of Bechira and Bitachon, so the first two areas are not a subject for Bitachon, the decision and the plan. That's how I learned. Others learned differently, because it's not so clear what his number two was, if you remember. But number three is the implementation. So he says, Abu Masha Roy Liftach Olav, but what is appropriate to have bitachon and Hashem when it comes to mitzvahs, who gemar ma'aseh avoda, to do it, to carry it out. Achar b'chirosa b'leiv sholem v'nemon. After you had a sincere and true decision, you want to do this despite the difficulties, despite the obstacles, you're going to do it. You're determined you're going to do it. V'haskoma v'hishtadlus b'bor halev, and you have to, of course, you know, do the basic things. V'kavono l'shmo agadol, not for your own kavod. You did all of that, and it's wonderful, and that's your schar. But now we have to daven that we can, that we actually have the schus to carry it out and to be the vehicle to do whatever good deed we've decided to do. Right? You don't, I always give the example of Bikacholim. You decide it messes up your day and it's hard. Then how are you going to get there and how are you going to get back? And then you go through all of that and you make a decision. I'm going. Cheer the person up. See what they need, etc. And then you get there. They checked out already. So you have to, you shouldn't daven that they not check out. It's a good thing if they check out. But you have to daven that you're able to actually carry out your plans. This is a subject for tefillah. We have to be worthy of it. Not everybody. Many people even sincerely plan to live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about even the ones that are sincere. And then they can't come. So that's... not for me. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. So then in general, it's okay to say they're not Zolcha. They're not Zolcha to live in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to daven, and you have to feel appreciative when you're able to do a mitzvah. It really is a chiddush. As much as he stresses that Bechira is our domain, and Bitachon doesn't play a role, but the Bitachon plays a huge role. Bitachon is normal when it comes to doing it. I am relying on Hashem to allow me to do it. And that is a subject for Bitachon. To help us, and to guide us to be able to carry it out, that we don't mess up. For Omar Hadricheni bin Asiv Mitzvah Secha, for Omar Derech Emuna Vachorti, for Omar Dovaki Beit Vosecha Hashem Al Tevisheni, for Omar Al Tatsal Mipi Dvar Emes Ad Miot, Kila Mishpatecha Yicholti. We won't go through the exact meaning of all the Pasuk, but the Psukim say that David HaMelech made his choice and now was asking from Hashem to let him walk that path. For Chol Zeraya, he's still talking about these psukim, David HaMelech talking, that was his choice. So he already chose. That's always an appropriate tefillah, to daven to Hashem that you not get distracted from your good choice. And you already made the choice. What wouldn't make sense is to daven to Hashem to help you make a good bechira. But he says, but if once you make a good bechira, you can daven to Hashem not to knock you off, not to send sionos your way, not to send obstacles your way. That's appropriate. That's number one. And then number two is going to say to daven to allow you to indeed carry it out. But he threw in number one as another subject for tefillah, not to shake you from your resolve. And that's yichud, you're determined, yachid, and you're focused. Yachid levavi liyirosh mecha, gal einai vapita neflos mitorah secha, haver einai meira oshav, hat libi alei dvosecha, v'adayim alohem. So what's the pshat? What are you asking for? You have bechira. You're asking that if you make the bechira, Hashem not... you not be in a situation which, you know, we have to change your mind, where you can't carry out what you wanted to because you don't want to, you change your mind, and the sionus got too great. You know, you ask Hashem, don't put me in a position of nisayon where I'm gonna back off. V'hasheni l'chazek evora v'alashlamas ha'maisim ba'avodoso. To make me, he talks about, strong enough to make it possible for me to carry out what I was bocher. It's not just, he talks about Chizuk Eivorim. I said, you also want to, you know, the car shouldn't break down. That's Chizuk HaKar. And you should be able to do what you want to do. V'huma she'omar hadricheni bin asiv mitzvah secha, sa'odeni v'ibosh eyo v'arbe kamohu. Okay. So that's number, that's really, that ends number four. Number four on the list of seven things of applied or practical every day bitachon, what does it mean, how to apply it. Ba'ani osid levorafani mafsideh hachelik hazeh, I'll be explaining what could ruin the bitachon in this area, bofani hashlamos, v'derech hanachonabo be'ezus Hashem. We'll be explaining that in a later part, when he talks about b'chlal, mafsideh habitachon. Aval perish hachelik hachamishi, now he's going on to number five on the list, right? Number one was money subsistence level. Number two was money above subsistence level. Number three was relationships. Number four, all kinds of relationships he talked about. We ran the whole gamut. Number four was mitzvahs. Now number five is mitzvahs that have to do with someone else. Someone wants to get tzedakah from me. Someone wants to be the recipient of my chesed. Someone is ready to learn if I teach him. Right? So it's a mitzvah, but whereas number four was a mitzvah that didn't involve another person, this is a mitzvah that involves another person. So it's going to be slightly different rules in Hilchos Bitachon. Slightly different. Not that much different, but slightly different. Avol Perish Achelek Achamishi on this list of seven things in Perek Dalet. Because obviously you can't have you don't have a chayvus al avodos which involve another person. Chovos oivorim asher to'altam v'nizkam misabrim, they carry over el zulaso to someone else other than himself. Kitztaka, okay, v'amayser, okay, v'limud hachochma, v'tzavos betov, teaching people what's right, v'hizor meira, u'lohoshiv ha'amonos, to pay up debts, ulahaster hasod, keep a secret, uladaber tov, belazos atov, bekibur avos, vashavas horishon melhelokim, meaning to have them do tshuva, what we call kiruv, even though they're not rishon, but that's what it is talking about. Vahoros bnei yodom darkei tovasam, to show people what, how to do what's good for them, what's right, what's good, what's moil, even health, or other things. It's a mitzvah. We're talking about now a mitzvah. From my perspective, I'm doing a mitzvah if I teach people X, Y, Z. Blachbol aniyehem, to have pity on the poor. Blachim aleihem, blisbol cherplasam, for me to be quiet. Shemeir osam elo avoda, when I tell people to do what's right, and they respond with a little annoyance, so I just swallow it. Umiachal osam umiyoram, and he scares them big move onesh, so you have to be calm when they counterattack. You're not attacking them, that's what they don't realize. Okay, ofane yosha habitachon bazeh. So what is the practical application? Yeah, this is check why. You see, sometimes you can do something right, but you're headed in the wrong direction. Ofane yosha habitachon bezeh, the way to apply bitachon in this matter. See, here already you involve someone else. Shehi adam tzofein belavavo kolamaisim o'elu v'adom elohem. You have to weigh the actions. And here he says something very interesting. He says, bitachon is to say, well, it's a mitzvah, it's the same thing. I have to choose to do good. And Hashem, I can't say Hashem, whichever direction you take me in, that's what I'll do. Okay, right? That's the same. So what's added in this chalik? What's added in this chalik is that you're involved with other people. And when you're involved with other people, there's a new danger. A new danger that you're going to do it for the wrong reason. You're going to do it because you want a favor, you're back from someone, you want to be looked up to, you want to be thought of well, you want to get a job, you want to get into a school, you want people to like you, to hold of you, you have all that, those things because you're involved with other people, and you're giving tzedakah, and you're doing chesed, and you're teaching. So you need bitachon to say whether my kid gets into the school or not, or whether I get the job or not, is up to Hashem. That's the application of bitachon in this area, is to divorce your shalo lishma and have bitachon that whatever you hope to accomplish, if you wouldn't divorce the shalo lishma, I have bitachon that Hashem will send me in the right direction, and I don't have to use the Torah, use mitzvahs, use listening to Hashem's will, as the Pirkei Avos says, kardom lachbor ba. I don't have to use it as a shovel to I don't have to use it for my personal usage. Actually, I started learning Chavis Halavas again with the men at night. I should have made a bigger deal out of it. After many, many, many years, we finished the whole Sefer. And we started again from the beginning. It's going to be on the website as a new Sedra. I told the person that uploads it or downloads it, or I think he does both. Uploads it. Anyway, so we learned 4 shiurim so far from the beginning of the Hakdama. So right in the beginning of Chavis Halvavos, he makes this into a major issue. And of course he would, because the Sefer is Chavis Halvavos. It's how pure and how sincere and how real is your wanting to do the will of Hashem. So now if I do them shalom lishma and I do it for kavod, you say, okay, you know, my motivation wasn't the greatest. But according to Chavis Halvavos, it's terrible. It means I emasculated my mitzvah from the real meaningfulness of it, which is the lev, the Chavis Halvavos. I want to serve Hashem. And I'm like, it's not just, oh, I'm Yoichi anyway, and it's probably okay anyway, and nobody knows anyway, so what's the difference? It's like really bad. And he says this right away in the Hakdama. He says, you can't use divrei Torah or mitzvahs that are spiritual and treat them as if they're secular or mundane or this worldly by getting ahead or getting a job or getting friends or becoming well liked or getting anything. And people do it all the time. I mean, we're not even thinking about it. And Chavis Halvavos, this world, it's terrible. It's not terrible. You're not going to Gehenna for it. How do I know? Okay, I take that back. I'm not Hashem's accountant. L'chari, you're not going to Gehenna for it. But it's like a pity. It's a pity. And we say, L'man lo nigal l'rik v'lo neled la beholah. So it's like a pity. You know, I'm also nefesh to keep Shabbos, and I'm only doing it because I'm ashamed not to. That's a pity. Because that's like the wrong, that's not the point. So that's why here, this is why number 5 is a separate category on these list of 7 things, because the bitachon here is that you're going to get into the school, you're going to get the shidduch, you're going to get the parnosa. Oh, I wanted to make fun of him, but I forgot to. That's my son. Say, Nehemiah, what am I doing for the last 10 years on Wednesday at 12:30? Okay. Omnam ofane yosha habitachon bezeh, sheyiye ha'odom tzofein belevovo kolamaisim o'elu v'adom olohem. You weigh it. V'yifchar asosam, and of course you should choose to do it, v'yisabei v'alehem, and plan how to do it. And this is so far the same as number 4 on the list. That there's no bitachon. You don't sit back and say, whatever mitzvah Hashem sends my way, I'll do. Because we have to make a choice. But we have to do it for only that reason. So we have to have bitachon in Hashem that I'll get the job, I'll get whatever my ulterior motive is, I have to ditch it and have bitachon that I'm relying on Hashem. It's not relevant. It's not, I am not going to accomplish that I get the job, or that I get the shidduch, or that I get the friends, or that I get the social standing, or whatever I'm looking for. That's up to Hashem. right there we go back to bitachon. I am relying on Hashem to put me in the place I want to be, or relying on Hashem to put me in a place that's good for me. Lo likno shame v'kavod b'neihem, v'lo l'kavos hagemul mayhem. Right, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. V'lo l'histor aleihem. Sometimes people do mitzvahs because it gives them, right, I'm going to run this thing, this project, but it gives you a position to boss people around, and people that like to boss people around, so they volunteer for the mitzvah because it gives them a great opportunity to boss people around. Yiftach el halokim, so you have to ditch that, and you have bitachon lasem b'shlomos hamaisa to help you carry out, just like in number four. Shekivin laso so mayhem. Vimashu rotsa bo mimenu achre shiasabi bolov. Be zoer kefi yacholto, and you have to. This is like a lot of this repeats what I'm about to say in many places in the Sefer. It's like the most difficult thing in the world. Chavis Alavos wants us to do things as much as possible anonymously. People should know about it. It's very hard, and always we tell ourselves, but other people will emulate me, and then many times it's true. That's why you have to be very honest with yourself, introspective, etc., as we always say, because sometimes it is a good thing that others see that others are volunteering to do things, and others do things because they copy them. And they say, oh, that person's doing it, I also do it. So this is a judgment call, and it has no hard and fast rules, when yes, when not. It's like a judgment call. But what is not given enough emphasis, Chavis Halvavos is saying, really, the greatest thing in the world is no one knows about it, so we are sure of the purity of your lathe. We are sure that you're doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem, and you try to, nobody, people shouldn't know about it, and that's wonderful. Everything should be on a need to know basis. Again, schar. You're not supposed to want schar. So again, schar is a reflection on how great the deed is. So that's why he talks about schar. Yeah.
But doing a toga for someone or giving someone something, not in terms of need, but as chesed, as being kind to them.
Yeah.
Again,
it's not always black and white. Yes, that's a Beferish and Gemara. In fact, what you just said, the idea you just said is the Gemara says, "Hanosin matana lachaveru tzorech laodio." If you do something for someone else, give a present, you should tell them, and that's the reason, because it creates. So that's and it's not. You have to. It's a judgment call. It's always a judgment call. I would say if we practice that, the one out of 50 of the things we do is anonymous, we're way ahead of the game. We're doing good. If we see with that one out of 50 things we do. Again, the Chavis Halvavos talks ideals, or something to shoot for, or something to work towards. It would be beyond reasonable expectation, we want people to know about it, not even for your reason, even for, we want people to know about it, yeah.
Someone is in a tzara, to say I'm davening for you, does
that clearly that makes them that gives them chizuk.
Gives them chizuk,
and that's not,
so that is a good thing, I'm davening for you
almost always, again, if one out of 10 things you'll do without them, if one out of 10 things you'll do without them knowing, you'll say extra to them, or you'll give stuck on their behalf. And like, if one out of 10 things we could do anonymously, that would be wonderful. Yeah, you wanted to ask the question.
Sometimes they say it's good to get
to Bucket. Yeah, there's 10 reasons why. Let's introduce it as a value. Let's walk away from here just realizing that it's a value. It's a, the Chavis Avodas again wants us to do it often, if not always. He's also aware that sometimes it gives chizuk to a person, sometimes it creates a situation where others emulate you. Yeah, but his point should be well taken. And he repeats it many times throughout the Sefer. Once again, the name of the Sefer is Chavis Avodas. And if you'll ever do it, you'll see how hard it is. Because the point of the Sefer is to make sure our deeds are pure and sincere. And the best way, he says, hey, let's see you do it anonymously and not let people know about it. Right? The man gets up at 4 a.m. to learn. You don't have to tell people. Don't tell anybody. That's hard. It's not easy. A woman does chesed. So again, if we can do 1/10 of our pulos anonymously, you're a tzaddik, a tzaddikus, fantastic, unbelievable. I said 1 out of 50. If you can do 1 out of 50, that's a good mahalach. Then in a couple of years, you'll try 1 out of 49. And in a couple more years, 1 out of 48. And soon you'll get to 1 out of 10 is beautiful. It's a very high madrega. How many people daven at home the same way they daven in shul? I mean, even davening, which is like me and Hashem. Anybody that comes to this class is automatically like on a high madrega, so I'm not talking to the people in this class. But normal women, normal men, normal anybody, you're davening at home and time Yishmon Esrei at home and time Yishmon Esrei in shul. Maybe it's not even conscious. It's not even conscious, but hey, I shaved a minute out of my Shmona Esrei. I don't know what happened. Okay. Look, the Chavis Halavos is introducing it as a value. If we walk out of here and we do one thing a week anonymously, that's beautiful and fantastic. That's all we'll say. B'chashe yigagal habori al yodo mitzvah, u'mashe lo yuchal hastiro. Not always can you do things anonymously. So then have bitachon. Try to divorce yourself from the totza'ah, that you'll get kavod, that you'll be respected, that you'll get friends, that people will look up to you, and just have bitachon about all those things. I want to get the job, I have bitachon, Hashem's going to give me the job, whether or not they like me because I helped them do something. That's what the application of bitachon in number 5 is, to try to divorce yourself from any shelo lishma. And what does that have to do with bitachon, you're asking? To have bitachon, to rely on Hashem to get you whatever results you're looking for. But don't think, I am gonna be the head of whatever, I'm gonna run this program because this way people will be my friends. Really, I mean, that's what you're not supposed to do. So you have bitachon that Hashem will send you friends, Hashem will give you good relationships, and I'm doing it for the mitzvah. That's what number 5 is. That's the bitachon of number 5 on the list. Number 4 was mitzvahs that don't involve other people, so this didn't come into play. The bitachon of number 4 is in number 3 of bechira process, meaning the implementation of the choice. You have to have bitachon on that. That's not going to be up to you, and that's not a matter of bechira. And if you have bitachon where bechira does apply, you're foolish and wrong. You have bitachon in not the choice, not the plan, but the actual implementation. Hashem, I'm relying on you to let me carry out my intentions. No other people are involved. Number 5 is mitzvahs which involve other people, and the application of bitachon, which is what this perek's about. The application of bitachon is in the shalom lishma, we'll call it. In my attaining whatever I want to attain, and this way I can divorce it from the mitzvah. Yeah. It's, I don't know, don't look at me, I want all the cover I can get. You have to work on it. It's something to work on. You see, everybody, wants instant gratification. No one wants to learn Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, which is 30 things to think about, and each thing could take hours to think about and to contemplate and to turn over in your mind. It's hard, and it's avoda, and that's Baruch Hashem, that's why we live, to work on ourselves. What exactly to think about? Well, you know as well as I do. You're thinking about that it's Ratzon Hashem, and you're supposed to do it because it's Ratzon Hashem, and if you do it for ulterior motives, you could be spoiled. I mean, when you learn Chagas Halbavas, you say to yourself, my goodness, if I do it for an ulterior motive, I'm spoiling the main point of the mitzvah. That's why he wrote his sefer. That's the Hakdama. He wrote a sefer to make people sit up and realize the essentiality of the lathe in every single mitzvah. It's, am I Eved Hashem or am I self-serving? That's it. So you think about that. I got it. But I want that job so badly, and I know that I have to appear to people to be, a do-gooder, someone that does mitzvahs. So that's where bitachon comes in. That's the bitachon of number five. You'll get what you want, or you won't get what you want, whatever Hashem has planned for you. But you make sure you do the mitzvah. Again, no one's suggesting that if you don't do it, then you don't get the mitzvah. And it's like you didn't do the mitzvah. We talk shalol l'shma, bal l'shma, and we try. You know, it's a battle. But we're learning the Chavis HaBavos. We're learning the ideal. If you think we're learning Chavis HaBavos and it's Hilchos of the Mashiach, then that's, you know, then most of the, I would tell you, don't come to the class. We're not learning the Hilchos Mashiach here. We're learning Hilchos of self-improvement. But you work on it. Again, you can't walk out of here and say, I went to the class today, how come I don't have bitachon? Bitachon is the hardest thing in the world to have. It's very, very hard, especially the way the Chavis HaBavos defines it, which is to be stress-free. Because a lot of people say, I'm relying on Hashem. I told you last week, I relied on Hashem, I'm like a big tzaddik. But I was very stressed. Very stressed. So I should be a kapora, my admission of guilt. I failed in Asayon. I was stressed. And the whole point of almost the definition of bitachon is I'm not stressed, it's up to Hashem. Hashem's taking it from here, Hashem's taking over, Hashem's gonna decide. What am I stressed about? It's not even up to me. We worry. You know, I'm stressed about a train not coming on time. Let's even put aside Hashem for a moment and bitachon. You know, this is a human foible. We get stressed because the bus is not coming on time. It's not up to us. No point getting stressed. It's either it's going to come when it's going to come, and it's not up to you. And there's nothing we can do about it. So so that halavai, you know, this is. So even in areas which are not the bitachon, even putting aside the point of bitachon, it's anyway a human failing that we stress over things that we have no control over. Even if the point of bitachon is, guess what, my friend, we don't have control over anything. We don't have control over what we think we have control over. That's bitachon. The only thing we have control over is bechira, tov, and not even bechira. What style should I restyle my living room in? That's also. I told you the story with my wife's jewelry, right? Right. She was sitting there deciding. I'll tell you. There was one piece of jewelry from her mother, Leah Shalom, that she really felt bad. And we found it last night.
Oh,
it was like a mace. She found it under a bed. Apparently, in their throwing things around, this got kicked. It was like a mace, almost. I don't know. This got kicked under a bed. And she found it last night. She came running to me, look, and then she opened like a jewelry case, and her mother's pearls were there. And she felt so good. And I said, Hashem wanted her to have this Agmas Nefesh of 6 weeks, whatever it is, 5 weeks, 4 weeks. But you weren't meant to lose this piece of jewelry. So now we're down to 3 pieces of jewelry lost. I'm holding out till her next anniversary. I'm holding out. She should find all of them. But that just happened yesterday. It just happened last night that she found it. Yeah.
I'm personally having this, trying to accomplish a particular mitzvah involving Lubavitcher. And I get the impression, and my feeling is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how much I'll do in order to get this accomplished, which involves a lot of shtadlus.
A lot of shtadlus or a lot of overcoming obstacles?
Overcoming obstacles.
Okay. Well, that
it involves other people and having.
I can answer. I'll meet with you privately because.
Yeah.
Hashem sometimes puts obstacles in our paths in order to either see how much we really want it, or as an assignment and to increase our schar.
But is that a lack of the tefillin and not saying, Hashem, you take care of it. I tried all that I could, or should I keep on trying?
Complex. You're talking about now. Well, the implementation is bitachon. That's what we're learning here. Going back to number four, bechira is all in. It's a fantastic chiddush on the Chayim Shalom, and it's worth it to chazer it over and over. Bechira is all in the mind, just like pain is in the mind. I say people say, "Does your foot hurt?" They say, "My foot doesn't hurt." Pain is in the mind, in the brain. Right? Bechira is all in the brain. It's all in the mind. It's all in my lay, my mind. Hashem might be sending the sionos to see how much you want. But to actually carry it out, we just learned today, you have to daven for that. Hashem, I want this to happen. Please let the implementation happen. That is the application of bitachon. To number four on the list. Number four is doing mitzvahs when they don't involve other people, and the application of bitachon is to rely on Hashem for the actualization of my bechira. It could be that what's missing, we don't know. That's the fun of life. We don't know if what's missing is that final oomph that I have to daven for, or Hashem is sending an Asayon to see my sincerity, to test if I really want it. That we don't know. So therefore we try, and we try our hardest, and we overcome the obstacles, and we dive into Hashem. That's what we just learned from the Lord today. And we dive into Hashem, please let it happen. And please don't send so much obstacles my way. That was David HaMelech's, when we find David HaMelech's tefillos, about, it sounds like he's davening for Hashem to take away his bechira and let him do mitzvahs, but that's absurd. It's bechira. So the Chavis HaMelech says David HaMelech is davening for two things. He's davening that there not be obstacles that he can't overcome to shake him from his determination, and B, he's davening that it actualize. So maybe look at the psukim that we learned today in the Chavis HaMelech and write them down and repeat those psukim to yourself. Really, really, really. This is mamish what we learned today. What you're expressing is mamish what we learned today. And those are the two things that David HaMelech davened for. You're in good company. These are the two things David HaMelech davened for. A, please, like, enough with the obstacles. Right? But we don't know. Hashem knows our subconscious. Hashem knows our gut. Hashem wants us. Hashem might be purifying our decision. He might be demanding purity in our sincerity. We don't know. And we always have to hope that we are zoche to the actualization. That's the two things to die for. Okay. So, and then number five on the list was mitzvahs that involve other people, and the application of bitachon was what we just said. That have bitachon that your shalom lishma will happen unrelated, not divorced from, or at least, even if not divorced from, but it won't be your motivation for doing the mitzvah. You will know that you're getting the job is not depending on if people think of you as a tzaddik, if people think of you as a good person. No. It's not. Hashem, that's bitachon. I'll get the job. I won't get the job. And I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem wants me to do the mitzvah, and I want to do the will of Hashem. Okay. Oh, let's learn one more paragraph quickly. Then we're up to number six. B'chashi yagadol habore yodo mitzvah. And when it comes together, You thank Hashem. You say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was zoicha to do the mitzvah. That's why people say tiskun the mitzvahs. They don't even know what they're saying. But they mean it's a schus to be able to actualize our bechira. Yachshav b'libo ki tovah me'esavori yisbarach shehet bo'ela. Thank you, Hashem. And don't be happy about the praise heaped upon you for doing it. You try. I mean, don't be happy. What am I supposed to do? You try. You try to be thankful to Hashem for allowing this, for allowing you to do it, and try not to be puffed up or swayed by the fact that people are praising you. Al yismach, you know. Al yismach shabeach also b'nei adam aleil. Al yachbos bekvodem ba'avura. Certainly, don't expect kavod for it. V'yeuzel is goes b'maaseyu. That'll ruin everything. He'll become a balgaiva because of what he did. V'yafsid libo b'kavanosa leilokim. He'll lose the whole lev of the mitzvah. He'll be left with an empty shell. So again, you don't go to Ghana for an empty shell, but it's like, wow, you missed the point of life. The Yafsid Maaseyu, he says, I would pull back the throttle on that. You know, it doesn't, not totally. No one, if you do a mitzvah shalol lishmo, you don't totally lose the schar, but in the Chavis Halavodos' world of Chavis Halavodos, that every mitzvah is really the lave, so he would talk like that. He would talk in such extremes. You'll lose your, because he, as he explains in the Hakdama, it's really, in the, a meaning, it comes on a, the only meaningfulness of anything we do, Hashem doesn't want us to be from. Uh-oh. Don't take that out of context. Don't take that out of context. Hashem wants us to be, yeah, that's from the Galach Hayiras Erlich. That's a different expression. But here, I'm, that's true, but I mean, another Nakud, Hashem doesn't want us to be from, Hashem wants us to serve Him. Hashem wants us to serve Him. So we like miss the whole point if we do things shalol lishma. We have to do it sometimes, and even especially in the, you know, we have Lugos, we talk shalol lishma bo lishma. But that, you know, it's because we talk shalol lishma bo lishma, because we're on a ladder and we're climbing and we're trying to improve ourselves. So Chazal tell us, listen, you know, you can't walk out of here and, you know, do things lishma. It's just too hard. It's not normal. But at least you shoot for it, and you learn Chavis Halavodos, and you realize the goal that you're shooting for. And if you could do it once a week, lishma, and once a week anonymously, which is like, wow, then mamish, you could pat yourself on the back. No, don't pat yourself on the back. Then you ruin it again. Okay. Also, the words are Bishar Obedes Hashem. And that will be the point of Shar Yichud HaMaisa. I mean, the whole Shar Yichud HaMaisa is about this point. Doing things singularly, L'shem Shemayim.